Jerry Bader Show 1052. If you're just joining us, I shared portions of a long piece written at a website called American Renaissance, written by a liberal public defender who is still very liberal, despite his years of experiences as a public defender. He still believes we should take care of people not only who cannot take care of themselves, but won't take care of themselves. He shared his experiences with black, white, and Hispanic defendants. He is brutally critical of the blacks with which he is interfaced. Jason feels he's being unfair, that it's not just blacks. An emailer feels he's being unfair, it's not just blacks. The reason I share this is because this guy admits he's a big liberal. He still believes that we should provide food, shelter, and medical care for those who can't or won't provide for themselves. And he will continue to do his job with these defendants. But he basically attempts to validate every black stereotype that you can think of. That they're lazy, that they don't work, that they're not intelligent, and more importantly, that they're amoral, that they care about, that they're basically sociopaths. They care about no one for them but themselves. He does this because he feels the public needs to know that the media isn't being honest about the black community. There's a reason he did this under a pen name. He would be crucified, and I might mean that literally. He would be crucified if his peers or anyone else knew that he felt this way. All right, if he is, now there's one possible explanation here, that he needs to find another profession, that he's just burnt out. But beyond that, why would he misrepresent this? For what reason would someone who is obviously a lefty, bleeding heart liberal, why would he say it's important for the public to know that the problems in the black community are real, disproportionate incarceration rates for blacks are not due to prejudice, bigotry, but are due to problems in the black community? Why would he do that? Jason, what's your opinion? Do you think he's just burnt out and his perception is skewed and that this isn't disproportionately a black problem the way that he describes it? I'm going to be honest, I think he's accurate. You think he's frustrated, but why is that frustration from a liberal leading him to disproportionately blame blacks versus white and Hispanics? What he's arguing is all of these stereotypes are largely true when it comes to the black community. He's tired of seeing failures of blacks and had to get it off his chest. Okay, but my question is, do you think he's being unfair to the black community? Or is it disproportionate to the black community the way he claims? The things that I cited, that he has cited, he said he's not seeing from Hispanics and the white community. You're saying you'd have to take his word because he sees it every day. Yeah. I don't think he's wrong on this. I think the problems in the black community are that severe. This guy's on the front lines. He would know. But if you say that stuff, you're called a racist. This guy is a far, far left liberal who believes we should take care of people not only who can't, but won't take care of themselves. And he continues to be that far-left liberal, despite what he has seen over all these years. He still believes taking care of these people is the answer. But as he said at the end, I do not know the solution to this problem. I do know that it is wrong to deceive the public. Whatever solutions we should seek should be based on the truth rather than what we would prefer was the truth. As for myself, I will continue to do my duty to protect the rights of all who need me. Here's what I will say. I just, I do find it hard to believe that his frustration isn't leading him to paint with too broad a brush. Maybe he does see this exclusively in the black community. But he at times makes it sound as though it's every black defendant. I don't know. But you name a black stereotype, and essentially what he's saying is, with the black underclass, and that's an important distinction here, with the black underclass, it's largely true. And he is frustrated that the media won't tell the real story. He says, yeah, look, you think they're being locked up just because they're black, but the recidivism or repeat rate is very, very high. This guy is a liberal do-gooder. And he is just frustrated that people don't see what the real problems are in the black community. Because if you do, you're labeled a racist. Now, this guy's a big liberal public defender. Think about the things he said versus the things Paul Ryan said. Paul Ryan sounds like a member of the NAACP compared with this guy. And what's really the difference between the two of them? Paul Ryan's a conservative and this guy's a liberal. What's another difference between them? This guy's on the front lines and sees it. That's the difference. Now, I'm sure there are liberals listening to this who think I'm being racist and sharing this. This guy's one of you. I honestly believe that. Now, it is unfortunate that he hid behind a pen name, but I also do understand why. 10:58, just 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.